This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Midsummer's annual Pride March took place over the weekend, which saw an estimated 45,000 people line the streets to champion and celebrate Victoria's LGBTI community. This year, over 200 groups and organisations with an estimated 8,000 marchers marched down Fitzroy Street in St Kilda before heading to Katani Gardens for a post-Pride celebration. Attendees included Premier Daniel Andrews and Magda Szubanski, as well as a lesbian couple that were married on the main stage at the end of the march. Champion boxer Anthony Mundine has made a handful of homophobic comments in a recent interview, labelling same-sex couples as confusing. Despite the comments, Mundine mentioned that one of his best friends is gay and that he has no problem with gay people. He said, "All I can do is warn them. I always tell my gay friend, you've got to find a lady. God will judge you, not me." The design of Victoria's impending Pride Centre has been announced after a design competition saw 18 entrants throw their ideas into the ring. Chair of the Victorian Pride Centre, Jude Munro, said the winning design was outstanding and would help make the Pride Centre iconic. She said, "We wanted the winning design to be a building that our LGBTI community can be proud of owning, a place of celebration and a safe sanctuary." The Australian Press Council has upheld complaints made last year about a Daily Telegraph story that seemed to label being LGBTI a bad health choice, on par with obesity and drug use. The article, Fat Chance of Being Healthy, included an infographic with worrying findings on how many young Australians use drugs or drink alcohol at risky levels, are obese, and, for some reason, are same-sex attracted. The Press Council's recent adjudication rejected the newspaper's assertion that the headline and infographic should have been read separately, and determined that its online apology had been insufficient. First Nations people will again lead the Mardi Gras parade this year as a means to highlight their proud history and ongoing fight for equality and recognition. While this year marks Mardi Gras's 40th anniversary, it will also mark the 30th anniversary of the First Nations' first official float, which served as a political statement about the nation's 1988 bicentennial celebrations, which didn't acknowledge over 40,000 years of their history. Their float this year will be called Revolution, one which will be created by and led by First Nations people of diverse genders and sexualities. Victorian opposition leader Matthew Guy has said the Liberals will scrap safe schools if elected. The change would be part of a massive public education overhaul. The opposition vowed to replace the controversial safe schools program with a broader anti-bullying program, rather than an LGBTI-focused one. Acclaimed queer film Call Me By Your Name has been nominated for 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Call Me By Your Name is in the running for Best Film, and star Timothée Chalamet has been nominated for the Oscar for Best Actor. The film is also nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay, and Sufjan Stevens' song from the film, Mystery of Love, is up for the Best Original Song Award. Australians have called marriage equality the most significant historical event to have shaped our nation, ahead of both 9/11 and Kevin Rudd's apology to the stolen generations. The first of its kind in the country, the Life in Australia Historic Events Survey asked Australians between 18 and 93 to nominate events in their lifetime they felt had the greatest impact on the country. Same-sex marriage topped the list of times or events when Australians felt most proud of their country, followed closely by the Sydney Olympics. A study asking people how their phone apps make them feel has found that while some improve our mood, Grindr is the most likely to make people unhappy. The survey by technology website Time Well Spent asked over 200,000 people about how their different iPhone apps made them feel. The very worst performing app was Grindr, with a whopping 77% of users surveyed saying it left them feeling down. Rainbow Families is set to host its latest drag story time for kids in Erskineville next week, celebrating diversity through story and dress-up. Local drag personality Hannah Conda will facilitate the fun, introducing children to concepts of creativity, gender fluidity, and freedom of self-expression. She said, "Having a bold, colourful drag princess for kids to talk to opens their minds up to all the possibilities of the world, and allows them to ask questions and be curious." And that's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fixed daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.